Okay, I want a computer, or I want a new car, or I want to start a business, or I want to obtain greater knowledge, or I want to learn how to be a doctor, or I want to learn how to be a teacher, or whatever it is. Your mind shifts over all these things, and you get several seeds in your mind that are associated with desire. Okay, so then you take these seeds and you plant them in your astral body, which governs desire and passion and all these things. Now, how many times, though, have you sent different ideas down to your emotional self, your desire self, and then nothing happens?
MLM companies are just like that.
What is?
An MLM company. You go to a meeting and get all fired up because, oh my gosh, it's such a great product. You can make so much money. You go home and you go, no.
Right. So this is just like it is in creation between males and females. The males send all kinds of sperm, and the females are very selective as to what they'll pick. Just like if your husband and wife are male and female companions, or male-male companions, whatever, you send an idea to the female energy. Hey, let's go on that trip to Hawaii. And if she accepts it and lets it get planted into her desire body, you're going come hell or high water. But if she doesn't accept it, well, you probably won't go. Isn't that true?
So if it's my own thought and I plant it within my emotional self, I still reject it?
Yeah, your emotional self rejects a lot of your ideas. You come up with a lot of ideas and you send them, you have a male and female also within yourself. So you send it down to your desire body and your desire body rejects a lot of it. Now your mind thinks your desire body should desire it, but your desire body often has other ideas. So you think, well, I'm going back to school and I'm going to become a teacher. Well, your desire body says, no, I desire other things. So you just don't feel like studying, you don't feel like doing anything, you're not good at it, because your desire body is not cooperating. Your female side of yourself must cooperate in order to manifest. When you get an idea, send it down there to your female self, your desire energy, and feel whether or not it's really planted. Now, how do you know if it's really planted in the desire body?
Burning.
You'll have a passion. Just like Curtis has a passion for it. I don't know what, but he has a passion. So, it's a big difference. Like, one of the reasons I'm having a hard time finishing my book is my desire body isn't 100% sold on writing on this subject. My desire body loves writing about metaphysics. So when I get a metaphysical idea, I'm really comfortable writing. I just whiz it out, you know. When I get in this more political arena, it's not as much fun to my desire body, but my mind likes it. My mind really likes it a lot. But my desire body isn't sold on it 100%. So I have to balance that off. I have to work on my desire body to stimulate it a little bit. Send the right seeds down. I am going to finish the book, I'm determined. But it's the hardest book I've written because my desire body isn't cooperating like it really should be. Yet on the other hand, when I get in a really good political argument, my desire body gets really stimulated and I think, I got to get the best of this guy, you know. And my desire body likes that type of thing.
Yeah. Maybe you're not so much sowing seeds into your desire body as sperm into your desire body and to one night.
Right, well, it's the same thing, yeah, right. Right.
You just want to screw yourself.
Hey, Gary, for once, JJ
That's good, Curtis. That's worth having you here just for that one comment.
Now, I have a question. What about the person that doesn't really have found that passion yet, and they have the desire for wealth and have a scalingly brilliant business idea, and every time it gets sent, then the desire goes, I don't think so, that's never work. Or you try it, and that didn't work.
Yes.
How do you find the sperms?
Well, the trouble is, and I know you pretty good, you come up, you've got the family trait of coming up with lots of good ideas. You know, and it's kind of the thing in our family. Okay, so you got a lot of ideas, but it's not planted strongly enough in your desire body. See, one thing I know that you really desire, you just really desire to go out and have a good time. That, you know, you will work like crazy to have enough money and power to just go out and let loose. You know, you just love that. Now, if you can have the desire for accomplishment that you have for your entertainment side of your life, you would be a millionaire in no time flat.
It's the idea of how to make the money. That's the thing. Is, like, if you want to, you know, to get that idea,
mm-hmm.
This is what you want to do when you grow up. You know, well, I don't want to be a nurse. No, I don't like blood. I don't like this. I don't want to do that. How do you find the trigger?
Have you taken aptitude tests ever?
They said that I should just go play. Very rich. I think that's
become a cruise director.
Well, you know, you've heard it said a lot. If you want to succeed, find something you like and make a living doing it. Now, I have found that doesn't really work, but it's got a seed of truth in it. And the seed of truth is that the reason when you find a way that something you like that also makes money, you'll have passion, and your desire energy can be unleashed in that direction. Now, on the other hand, there's lots of things that I really like doing don't make much money, and the things that make a lot of money I'm not really excited about doing. So finding something you like to do, it has to be something you like to do that also makes money. You know, many successful people, like movie stars and different people, business people, say they really like what they're doing. Now, if you really like what you're doing and it also makes money, then you can make money while you're doing what you really like. But, on the other hand, if what you really like doing is something that's difficult to make money in, like teaching metaphysics, isn't something that really rakes in a lot of money. I've known several people that have made money doing it, but they teach from a very materialistic angle. You know, they're like how to...
Like The Secret.
Yeah, how to make a bundle of money. You know, like, right. The Secret tells you you can make a bundle of money without even thinking about it. You know, just open yourself up to it and tell the universe what you want, and you're going to have a bunch of money fall on your lap. Well, people love that, you know. But it's not really teaching... Yeah, it's not really teaching the truth. I don't know anyone that's read The Secret that's made one more dollar because of reading it. You know, I know a lot of people read it, but it hasn't really helped them make a success out of their life. Yeah. What she's done is really taken Napoleon Hill and kind of rewritten it in her own way, and it's really worked for her because this current generation hasn't read Napoleon Hill. It's got some true elements in, but they're missing the whole point. And the whole point of success is to be able to channel, to stimulate your desire body with an idea that will excite your desire body, so then you can have enough desire energy to bring the thing to pass. And without that desire energy, it doesn't matter how many times you chant, "Oh, universe, supply me with the money that I need. Let the checks come in the mail. Let my old aunt die and leave me some money," or whatever, you know. It's like when I used to be in the Mormon church, people would get up in testimony meeting and say, "Oh man, I didn't know whether to pay my tithing or not, so I went and paid my tithing, and man, then I got a check in the mail the next day. It really surprised me, you know." I thought, "Boy, you know, that never happens to me." I pay my tithing and the money's just gone. Yet all these people in the church, they get up every Sunday, you know, or once every testimony meeting, somebody get up and tell some story about how they paid tithing to the church and they just got it back in abundance. They say, "I want to pay more tithing because I pay $100 tithing, I got $200 back." And I thought, boy, you know, that's just... This is never did happen.
There are plans.